from Steele Stadium on the campus of Kentucky Wesleyan University in Owensboro, Kentucky, where it is a great day to be a Panther. We welcome you to week 7 of the NCAA Division II college football season. On a sunshine-filled Saturday afternoon, it's the Ohio Dominican Panthers who come in with a record of 3-2, 2-1 in the GMAC. They will take on Kentucky Wesleyan, who is 0-6, 0-3 in conference play. They'll line up in a pistol, two tight ends, Washington left, Conliff right, and Colson behind Ernst will take the handoff, forced to the outside, stiff arms his way to the goal line and is in for an Ohio Dominican touchdown. E.J. Colson, 6-yard touchdown run, and Ohio Dominican will strike first today.
Great second effort by E.J. out there. Got a stiff arm on number 21, Jalen Humphrey. He was a 2018 GMAC honorable mention selection last year, and strength against strength, and E.J. came out and won that battle.
So the extra point coming up as Noah Adcock out of Lima will snap it. Austin Daver will put it down, and Jed Quackenbush from Newark will send it forward, and the point after is good. So just like that, Ohio Dominican strikes first, and with 10:59 to play here in the first quarter, it is Ohio Dominican 7, Kentucky Wesleyan nothing. Remember, this ball got all the way down to the 5-yard line, but now it is third and goal from the 15. Again, Peters right, Boggs, Greer, and Yates are left. Kane looking left as he takes the snap. Back corner of the end zone in the air, and Ashton Gilkey jumps up and intercepts it. They were in zone, and Gilkey just drifted back right into the spot, makes the interception, his third of the season, and no points for Kentucky Wesleyan. That'll do it for one quarter of play today here in Owensboro. Ohio Dominican leads Kentucky Wesleyan by a score of 7-0. Tight to the line on the right, Matthew Barber will check in. H-back right, hand to Colson, hurdles his way into the hole, shoved forward near the goal line, and he's in for an Ohio Dominican touchdown. Second touchdown run of the game for E.J. Colson, this one from 4 yards out, and the Panthers now lead 13-0.
Yeah, I wasn't quite sure if he got in or not because it looked like that hole closed up when he tried to jump through it. But obviously the ball crossed the goal line and E.J. gets in for his second score of the day.
Timeout on the field, 14-14 to play here in the first half. Ohio Dominican 13, Kentucky Wesleyan nothing. Panthers look like they're shifting in the secondary here defensively. Kane settles in on this third down play, takes it, shuffles his feet left, pressure coming, and there's a sack for Brian Adams. The freshman out of Holy Name came shooting through on the right side as the receiver that Kane wanted wasn't open, and the Panthers will get their first sack of the day, and for Brian Adams, 1.5 now on the season. So it'll be first down and 10 for Ohio Dominican, and Evan Ernst will look to throw. Deep one down the field, looking for Cedric Washington at the 5. He will walk in, touchdown ODU. No flags on the play, 42-yard pass strike from Evan Ernst to Cedric Washington, who's having a big day today.
It looks like Evan figured out that win situation, and just a beautiful, perfect pass. Just dropped it right in the basket for Cedric, and in two plays after the injury to Fred Pitts, Panthers come right out. Two big plays, long run by E.J., long pass and catch, touchdown, strike to Cedric, and just like we wanted, Todd, they got in the end zone before the halftime.
All right, 3:31 to play here in the first half. Panthers lead by a score of 19-0.
Coach, seemed like a really physical first half out there. What was Kentucky Wesleyan showing you out there on offense and defense?
They changed it up, tried to get the ball outside, you know, out of the run game and into the perimeter outside a little bit more. I mean, they haven't really changed anything in what they do. And then, we've just been able to move the ball offensively, push them around up front a little bit. And so a couple of nice long runs led to a couple of throws.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck in the second half.
Thank you.
All right, halftime score, Ohio Dominican on top by a count of 19-0. Third down play coming up. They'll need the 35-yard line for a first down. Empty backfield for Wiley Kane, who will take the snap. Quick throw over here to the left, and it's intercepted by Amato. He's got a chance to take it to the house, and he does! Cross the finish line first, and will head to the sideline with his second touchdown of interception in as many games. Alicio Amato. How about that?
What a perfect read on that pass play. He just stepped right in front of the route and got his hands on it, caught it like a receiver, and nothing but green grass out in front of him, and was able to scamper into the end zone. I like the little move about pushing his chest through like he just finished a marathon.
Jed Quackenbush out for the point after. As Davis will put it down, the kick is up, and it is good. Timeout on the field, 13:52 to play, third quarter. The Ohio Dominican defense strikes first in the second half. Ohio Dominican leads 26-0 over Kentucky Wesleyan. Clark, Conliffe, and Washington line up to the right. Ball near side hash mark as Ernst will take it, hands it off to Colson, stutter steps left, breaks out of a tackle. He's into the end zone for a touchdown. 14 yards, E.J. Colson. Third of the day is maybe they crossed him up running for it on fourth down and three.
What a powerful run by EJ. He just got that contact and kept his legs pumping. Fantastic run by EJ on fourth down to get into the end zone. Third touchdown of the day, six in the last two games.
And the snap back, the kick is on the way, and it is good. Timeout on the field, 9:01 to play, third quarter, new score. It is Ohio Dominican 33, Kentucky Wesleyan nothing. Panthers 1-for-2 on fourth down today. Moore lines up to the left of Evan Ernst in the backfield. And Ernst will keep zone read. 35, 30, down the seam, 20, to the 10, to the 5. Evan Ernst with a stiff arm and into the end zone for a 37-yard touchdown run. Evan Ernst. And look at the quarterbacks behind Ernst celebrate down on the field with Evan. And the Panthers now back into the end zone.
So 2-for-3 on fourth down today, and two of those were touchdowns. I like that. I like that ratio.
And Jed Quackenbush out for the point after. Davis puts it down, and the kick is up, and it is good. Timeout on the field, 5:24 to play, third quarter. New score, Ohio Dominican 40, Kentucky Wesleyan nothing. Ohio Dominican leads Kentucky Wesleyan 40-0 after three. Mike McGee will take the snap and will throw. Looking over here. Open is Dillard at the 5, and he dives for the pylon, and he's in. Touchdown. Jaden Davis hit him, but he hit him right into the pylon. Touchdown, Kentucky Wesleyan. Well done by McGee as he waited, and they didn't pick up Dillard coming out of the backfield. And for the freshman of Kentucky Wesleyan, his first career touchdown. Point after is up, and it is good. Timeout on the field, 5:51 to play, fourth quarter. It is 40-7 in favor of Ohio Dominican. First down for Mike McGee and Kentucky Wesleyan, and he'll sling it out to the right-hand side, and Rich Jones is right there for the interception. He'll take it down the left sideline, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Rich Jones! 45-yard touchdown interception return, the second one of the day for ODU. Boy, Jones just steps right in front of that, his first career interception for Ohio Dominican. And again, with him and Amato, the second defensive score on the day for ODU. And the point after is up, and it is good. So a timeout on the field, new score, 1:27 to play in the fourth. 47-7, Ohio Dominican is on top. So the Ohio Dominican Panthers victorious today as they come to Owensboro for the first time. They defeat Kentucky Wesleyan 47-7.
Coach, congratulations on the win, 47-7. We saw a lot from the running game today. Passing game was there as well. Defense looked good. What was your impression of how ODU did today?
Yeah, I mean, they came out and did what they were supposed to do. There's always one or two things that you always go back and go, okay, we need to clean this portion or that portion up. But they're very small adjustments that need to be cleaned up. And I thought they came out and they played physical at times and all those things. So I was happy about that. And Kentucky Wesleyan is a bunch of young guys. I mean, they're a predominantly freshman, sophomore team. And I thought those guys, they didn't have any quit in them. And so that was good for us. It was good for them. It was good for us. And so just appreciative of the way the guys came out and played and ready to go home.
We got your quarterback over here running for a 37-yard touchdown. You think that he had that in him?
I think that just shows you how slow everybody is and how people can misread a play, grossly misread a play, is all I think you take away from that. It was great by Evan, and it was great to get him out of the game and get Adrian in and do some stuff. And so, yes, looks are very deceiving. Apparently that's what a day at the Pumpkin Festival will get you on Friday. It'll get you that type of effort on Saturday.
So we're going to have a team field trip to the Pumpkin Festival before next week, huh?
Pumpkin muffins and pumpkin lattes, I think.
Thanks a lot, Coach. Congratulations. Thanks, safe man. Travels Thank back. You.
I've never had a pumpkin latte, but apparently one is in my near future. All right, so Evan Ernst, in spite of the razzing today, threw for 196 yards and a touchdown. He also today ran for a touchdown, three rushes for a net of 34, but he had a 37-yard touchdown run, the longest of his career. Here he is with Matt.
Evan, congratulations on the win. 37-yard touchdown run, longest career run for you, and you got it in the end zone. It was on fourth down. What was going through your mind on that play?
I just saw the DN crash, and that was my read, and then the sea just parted, and I honestly was a little surprised no one had gotten to me yet, so I just kept my head down and barreled into the end zone.
How about that offensive line today? They looked really good, I think, after having a couple weeks off, opened up some holes for EJ and the whole running game, and kept you protected, certainly. What about that job that they did today?
It was great to see our running game finally get off to a great start, and I felt like it carried over throughout the whole game. It's great to see those guys finally get some push-ups up front, but they've been working their tails off all season, and it's finally great to see the work they've put in show up on Saturday. So,
well, congratulations on the win. Enjoy it. Safe travels back, and it's always better when you're going home with a win.
Yep. Thank you.
The defense today had two scores. Alicio Amato, second consecutive game with an interception return for a touchdown. Rich Jones, who at the beginning of the year was the starter at corner for ODU, got injured in the game at Valdosta, now trying to work his way back into things. He finished off the scoring today with a 44-yard interception return, and now he's standing by with Matt Natale.
Rich, congratulations on the win today. Great job on defense. I know we were pulling for the shutout up there from the radio booth, but they snuck one in there at the end. What were your thoughts on how well this defense played today?
Our defense played today. We played good, but, you know, we got a lot of room to grow, of course. We had a bye last week, so this last week's been it's been a lot, for real. We've just been practicing, being tough, and just trying to, like, you know, be the tougher team compared to everybody else. So,
and of course, you get your first career interception and you take it to the house, 44 yards, get it in the end zone. Walk us through that play and what happened, what you saw.
It was a man coverage. They had caught one on me earlier, so, you know, I had to redeem myself because I know my coaches expect a lot of big things out of me. So I saw the ball in the air. I saw opportunity. I love my teammates because they were blocking for me, so I knew I had to punch it in.
At what point on that return did you think, hey, I might get into the end zone?
When I probably ran about like 20 yards. Yeah. So then after that, I was like, okay, yeah, I got capitalized one time.
Well, congratulations. A lot of firsts today. Of course, we get the win, so that's always good. And safe travels back, and we'll see you next week back at home.
Yep. Thank you.